What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Ooh. Let me have a glass of buttermilk.
Well, hello, funksters, and welcome to the TGIF show. I'm Bob Stolk, and thanks for joining me tonight for another audio adventure into the genre of funk music. And for tonight's show, we're going to be exploring some of the funky tunes that were done by Sly and the Family Stone. I will be concentrating on the non-classics, those tunes you could only appreciate if you had the albums or worked in a record store or radio station, like the tune playing behind me, Buttermilk, which Sly released on June 65 while he was an in-house producer at Autumn Records. Funky, huh? All right. Well, let's get started with some of the tunes the band released in 1967.
Thank you.
Sweet thing.
We started the set out with Underdog, the single that got the group noticed, but didn't get much airplay. The album it was from, A Whole New Thing, was considered a musician's album. Sly himself thought that Underdog was superior to the chart topper Dance to the Music. The version of Dance to the Music that you just heard was a French version that the group did at the label's request. If you're fortunate enough to find a rare copy of it, you will notice it was credited to the group The French Fries. And we ended our set of tunes from 1967 with Ride to the Rhythm, a tune off of their second album, Dance to the Music. This is the Thank Goodness It's Funky Show, or TGIF for short, here on KVSH. Next up, some funky tunes Sly and the Family Stone did in 1968 and 1969. When I party, I party hard. Fun is on my mind. Fun, put a smile on your face. Leave that bummer behind. Fun, there's a sister and there's a brother. Having fun with each other. Fun, daddy always hangs up the boys. He just wants to party with.
Yeah. Thank you.
The first two songs you heard, Fun and M'lady, were off of the band's 1968 album Life. Interestingly, like Underdog, the tune M'lady wasn't popular the first time around. The last tune, Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself, was the first time Larry Graham was able to use his thump and pluck technique together. And you'll probably already know that that song was the inspiration for Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation. Thanks to Sly and the Family Stone, funk had just begun to define itself within pop music in the late 60s. To quote Fred Wesley, bandleader with James Brown, if you have a syncopated bassline, a strong, heavy backbeat from the drummer, a counterline from the guitar or keyboard, and someone soul singing on top of that in the gospel style, then you have funk. We're doing a bunch of funky, essential, non-classic tunes by Sly and the Family Stone on tonight's Thank Goodness It's Funky show here on your Island Connection, KVSHLP 101.9 FM, and streaming on thevoiceofajon.org, where you can also hear today's and a couple of previous shows by going to the Shows tab and clicking on TGIF. I still remember the first time I heard this next tune. It was the summer of 69. I was visiting my friends who ran a head shop in Wilton, Connecticut, and they were saying, you gotta hear this song. You gotta hear this. And the best part of this song for me, the final instrumental.
Set out to do. Stand.
There's a cross for you to bear.
Things to go through if you're going anywhere.
A midget standing tall,
and a giant beside him about to fall.
Thank you.
The last two songs that you just heard, Poet and Love and Hate, were done in 1971 and were released on the There's a Riot Going On album, just like the next song, Brave and Strong.
Well.
Try a little gold.
frowns.
You're in trouble when you frown. It's hard for you to smile. A simple song might make it better for a little while.
Let me hear you say it.
Down. So glad I could not feel indeed. burning.
We started the last set with Brave and Strong, followed by Sing a Simple Song from the Stand album. Greg Errico, the drummer from the band, felt it was the funkiest track they ever cut. I keep getting flashes of Nurse Jackie when I hear that song. I'm not sure why. Anyway, we finished the set with In Time from the band's 1973 album Fresh. Greg Errico had left the band and was replaced by Andy Newmark, who, when auditioning for the job, was the only drummer able to understand and play Sly's drum pattern idea that he had for the song. You'll just have to listen to the song again to see what I mean. And note that Sly at this time was writing more of his tunes utilizing a drum machine. Well, we're moving into the final set here on the TGIF show with three tunes, Frisky, Skin I'm In, and Loose Booty, also from the band's 1973 album, Fresh. The bass player on the following cuts is Rusty Allen, who had previously accompanied Little Sister during her live performances.
See me frown. That's why I keep music all around my bed, so I can call Frisky. They're hard to be led in the wrong direction, Frisky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Frisky.
Think so at least to the fucking Frisky afternoon feast.
And the G, the J, the R, wanna keep it in check. Gonna check with my tailor, cause I don't give a heck. Yeah, 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 Frisky.
tickle on the Jones's head. Turn on the light and go to bed. Under understanding power of a little horn. Plied in the wrong pressure, make them the slowest down. Yeah, slow down, baby. When the wind so strong, I don't overwork it. Rest is wrong. You can put your fish key.
Some dance.
Do what it's all about.
So ends another funk adventure on the TGIF show here on KVSH, your island connection. And thanks for making us a part of your day. Take care and join me next week. And remember, most of all, keep it funky. Bye!